There's a very famous medrash based on the pasuk in Parshas Pinchas that I think many are familiar with, and I think there's one mahalach which is often said over, but I think in fact it may be possible to suggest that there are really three different interpretations of this very, very famous medrash. The medrash is quoted in the beginning of the Sefer Ein Yaakov. Ein Yaakov is a compilation of the Agadata of the non-halachic sections of the Gemara. Ein Yaakov, he quotes a medrash. The medrash says something along the lines of what exactly is the most important or most inclusive pasuk in all of Chumash. And the first opinion in the medrash is that of Ben Zoma. Ben Zoma says that pasuk is the pasuk of Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Benana says the pasuk which is most inclusive in all of Chumash, or most significant, or whatever the question exactly is. Benana says the pasuk of Yehavta L'Reicha Kamocha, to love others. Comes along Shimon ben Pazi, and he offers a suggestion from this week's Parsha and Parshas Pinchas, that the Torah commands us that every single day we have to offer two carbon tamids, that the Bnei Yisrael as a whole have to offer one carbon in the morning and one carbon in the afternoon, every single day. The Medrash concludes by saying that halacha ke ben Pazi, that we in fact assume like ben Pazi, that the pasuk, which is in many ways most inclusive or most significant, is the pasuk of Esakev Esaecha Ta'aseh Baboker, to offer a carbon, a collective carbon, on behalf of all of Klal Yisrael every morning, and again to offer one in the afternoon. Many of the Mefarshim are very much bothered by this Medrash. As Ein Yaakov points out, we don't have it in the Medrash itself, but he does, as he saw this brought down in the name of the Medrash. And the question is, why exactly would the pasuk of Esakev Esaecha Ta'aseh Baboker, why would that be the most significant pasuk? I understand why Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad would be so important. That reflects a basis of our emunah, Yichud Hashem, the oneness of the Ribono Shel Olam. It connotes a certain kind of dveikus, as the Maharal and others note. I understand the importance of Ahavta L'Reicha Kamocha. Zekal Gadol V'Torah. It is the linchpin for how we interact with other people. All of our Ben Adam L'Chaveiro is found in V'Ahavta L'Reicha Kamocha. But what is the significance of Esakev Esaecha Ta'aseh Baboker V'Esakev Esashen Ta'aseh Ben Harabayim? So on this, there are, I think, three different suggestions. The most famous suggestion, I believe, is the one that the Maharal suggests in the Sivas Olam, where the Maharal writes that Esakev Esaecha, the carbon tamid, it's not per se about the carbon tamid, but it's about the idea of it being tamid. That each and every day, morning and afternoon, Bnei Yisrael offer two karbanos. And what the pasuk, what Ben Pazi has come to teach us, is that Klal Gadol B'Torah, is that a person requires Timidius Gomer V'hu Avad, to be a slave and to be an Eved of the Ribono Shel Olam. And to be an Eved of Hashem requires day in, day out consistency, twice a day consistency. And only one who is so focused that they're worshiping the Ribono Shel Olam morning and night, only such a person is really considered to be the Oved Hashem B'Timidius. Only that person is really considered to be the real Oved Hashem. This insight is often taken in two different directions. Some quote this as far as just in the regular day to day, as things go on, that sometimes it's easier to be excited about one given moment, but to be day in, day out, just as far as the mundane day-to-day grind, is something which is challenging. And the Medrash is emphasizing for us, to fight through the grind and to keep on going. That's how many of the Bali Musar invoke this Maharal and this general idea. Rav Amital, the founding of Shiva of Gush, offered an additional suggestion, or he quoted in a different context, which is often life has certain challenges for individuals, and national calamities and national challenges. And he suggested what the Maharal is teaching us here is that when it comes to these national calamities and these national challenges, also, when a person has our own individual struggles, is to be able to maintain consistency even in the face of struggle, even when there are reasons why a person could come up with certain excuses, even there are potential justifications to continue to work hard. That's Esakev Esaecha Ta'aseh Baboker, V'Esakev Esasheni Ta'aseh, Ta'aseh Ben Harbayim. So the first general approach to this medrash is the medrash teaches us something important about the idea of consistency. There is a second idea, the one that the Ein Yaakov in the Hakdama, that he himself actually suggests, which I think is a very, very beautiful one, and I'll try to present it and say it over, at least in the way that I understand it. He says that the first two shitas of Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, or V'Ahavta L'Reicha Kamocha, are really highlighting different elements of our relationship to Hashem as a whole. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad is a way of focusing on our relationship with Hashem. Shema Yisrael, we focus on Hashem, the oneness of God, and that's much more intellectual, not as action-based at all. There's also V'Ahavta L'Reicha Kamocha, which focuses on Ben Adam L'Chaveiro. Ben Adam L'Chaveiro, it's much more action-focused, providing for others, and again, much more focused on the other. He suggests in Yaakov that Ben Pasi is quoting Karbanos, because when it comes to Karbanos, both of these elements exist. It is intellectual, it requires a certain kind of focus and understanding as far as what a person is doing. That's part of the Karban process, is to engage in a certain introspective kind of experience. And it's also important to be able to focus at the same time on the actions of actually offering Karbanos, that the mice itself becomes important. And Karbanos itself, we know, have the opportunity to strengthen our relationship with Hashem. And we could point out also that Karbanos, especially the Karban Tamid, one could suggest, whereas the Karban Sibor represents also our ability to interact with others in a very, very meaningful way. In which case, Ben Pazi is not speaking about Hasmada, but the importance of recognizing our capacity to build relationships with Hashem and with others, both Ben Adam L'Makom and Ben Adam L'Chaveiro, an intellectual component and an action-based component, but really one which is much broader and much more sweeping. Not about consistency, but about what Karbanos, and we would add what the Karban Sibor really represents, which is our relationship to all Jews, and how we can channel that and use that to also build and cultivate a relationship with the Ribono Shel Olam. It's possible there's a third idea in the Medrash, at least I think it's possible to suggest, and that's the following. We know that even though we offer a carbon in the morning and a carbon in the afternoon, there is a discussion amongst those who count the 613 mitzvos. How many mitzvos really are there for the carbon tamid? Is this one mitzvah? There's one mitzvah to offer a carbon in the morning and afternoon? Or in fact, are there two separate mitzvahs? One mitzvah in the morning and one mitzvah in the afternoon. An additional mitzvah in the afternoon. The Rambam writes in Sefer Mitzvos and the Mishnah Torah as well that there's one mitzvah. There's one mitzvah, and that one mitzvah has two sections and two components, to offer in the morning and to offer in the afternoon. There are a variety of achronim that suggest that the Karban Tamid, we know, is the first Karban you offer in the beginning of the day, and typically it is the last Karban you offer at the end of the day. And part of what we're trying to do by offering a Karban Tamid is not just offer one Karban in the morning and one in the afternoon, but try to provide bookends for the day and to infuse the entire day with a certain kind of experience. That the whole day is surrounded by everything that's done in the Mikdash, is surrounded by a Karban in the morning and a Karban in the afternoon. And in a certain sense, what the Rambam is teaching us here is that when you do a certain action in the morning and a certain in the afternoon, that can transform, these Achronim suggest, the whole day. That even though I'm technically only offering a Karban in the morning and offering a Karban in the afternoon, that the entire day is impacted by what happens in the beginning and what happens at the end. It's what many suggest is true about davening also, that a shachris and a mincha and a marav, there it's three things, but it's not just about davening in the morning and davening in the afternoon and davening at night, or when it comes to kriyashma, saying kriyashma when we wake up and saying kriyashma when we go to sleep, but it's supposed to infuse and transform the entire day. That the whole day is supposed to be a different day because it was a kriyashma in the morning and a kriyashma at night, and the whole day is a different day when Klal Yisrael offers a carbon at the beginning and Klal Yisrael offers a carbon at the end. Perhaps the Medrash is teaching us not just a lesson about consistency, nor a lesson about the complex or inclusive nature of Karbanos, what it represents, Klal Yisrael coming together and a relationship with Hashem. But perhaps the Medrash is teaching us the importance of the way we begin and the way we end, and the opportunity to perform an action in the beginning and an action in the end, they're going to spill over and transform our entire day. When a person gets up and has a good beginning, and when a person ends well, so our whole day is a different kind of day. And in many ways, the key to Avos Hashem is learning how to begin and how to end. And that's what Esakev Esa'echa Ta'aseh Baboker, offering a carbon at the beginning of the day, offering a carbon at the end of the day, really provide for us. Some very, very important insights from this pasuk in Parshas Pinchas, what may be, again, the most famous or significant pasuk in Chumash, hopefully one that we can be able to learn from as we continue to grow and to build.